The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
But...
I'm gay.
Well, I really enjoyed the show.
That's
Thank you.
Fun.
Wonderful.
Fun.
This is marvelous.
Fun.
Duper.
Duper.
Merry Christmas,
Dean. Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
My son is an idiot.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Head coach?
Oh, my God. What?
Space Force.
Yeah.
Doo.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Mac and cheese.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
Well done.
Nice to have you along. Thank you. I was reading about presidents getting shot.
Yeah. There's more attempts than you think.
Way more.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I don't know what actually constitutes an actual assassination, but there have been more. So... Obviously, Lincoln.
Four have been killed.
Yes.
Several others have had attempts.
But I don't think a lot of people know that four have been killed.
Yes.
So Abe Lincoln and JFK, obviously most people would know that.
Yeah, and then...
Two others who were killed. James Garfield, the 20th president of the United States, was shot. He was at a train station, and a writer and lawyer by the name of Charles Guiteau... shot him twice.
Yep.
One grazed his shoulder, the other pierced his back. And for 11 weeks, he was in and out of the hospital. And they said that he died of an infection, which was contracted by the doctor's relentless probing of his wounds.
Yeah, most the him and McKinley both died mainly just because we didn't have medicine. Had we had...
Yeah, McKinley was shot at close range in the abdomen Leon...
Yeah, good luck with
Zolgaz?
That. Yeah, he was an anarchist. And same thing, he died. They thought he was fine, and then gangrene set in. So both of those guys just died of unsanitary conditions after being shot.
So four assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have assassination plots. Mm-hmm. So you have... Then you have wounded. So
wounded.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep. Roosevelt's is the most, like, badass story. Like... So Roosevelt was given a speech, and this was after, it was kind of like Trump. He was president and then wasn't and was running again. He was given a speech, and I'm probably just kind of summarizing this, but he got shot in the chest, and like he had his speech folded up in the chest and like an eyeglasses case or something, maybe like a pocket watch, and it slowed the bullet down, and he was a hunter, so he knew that it hadn't gone into his lung. Because he wasn't coughing up blood. So he kept speaking. He delivered the speech with blood seeping through his shirt, being like, no, I'm okay.
Now, would it have taken that guy too long to reload? What if he had another? He didn't want to bail?
Well, they stopped
him. They got
him. They got
him. Oh, okay.
And he was actually, I guess Teddy was saying, hey, don't hurt the guy. Seriously.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was saying, leave him alone.
So Roosevelt gives the speech, and then if I... like, they just left it in because it hadn't gone in. And again, not the most sanitary conditions. They just left the bullet in his chest and it stayed there for the rest of his life.
So he wasn't president at the time.
No, he had been president and then wasn't and was running again. And
the guy that shot him was a saloon keeper from New York and he was stalking him. And so they immediately grabbed this guy and they said that he might have been lynched had Roosevelt not shouted for him to remain unharmed.
Yeah, they were stringing him up.
Then you have Reagan.
And that is the one that I think most people our age remember.
Hinckley.
Yeah.
And he's out now. He
got released not too long ago. Just a few years ago.
Yeah, and he's a weirdo. Wasn't he trying like a music career or something?
I think he was trying to impress Jodie Foster, if I'm
your
not
boy,
mistaken.
Pete Alonso is laying an egg.
I know. Disappointing.
He only
right
has
now.
Nine.
Yeah, it's not going so well for the polar bear. Yeah, dude was, he was all sorts of crazy. And he actually shot Reagan. I think a couple of the other Secret Service agent guys got shot, too. And they said the Reagan one, like, they grabbed his arm and he got a few shots off as the arm was being pulled down. They said a couple inches more and Reagan's dead. Like, that one was way closer than we realized to having another president dead. But, like, through all these things, you realize it happens more than you think.
Way more.
And I'm actually surprised it doesn't happen more with how angry everyone is. And now...
Well, it kind of does, though.
Yeah, I guess
that's your point.
You're right. It does happen.
It's like we think that, oh, it's very rare that this happens. No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Andrew Jackson got shot at twice, but both guns misfired.
Mm-hmm.
They said Abraham Lincoln, there were two other attempts on his life.
Yep.
Not only that on Jackson, our Vancouver 4 text line telling us that when the guy's gun jammed, Jackson grabbed it from him and beat the brakes off him with it.
Dude, the olden days, man.
That's badass.
Wyatt Earped him, pistol whipped him.
Yeah, because I guess the guy had two pistols.
Yeah, he started beating the hell out of him with it.
William Taft.
Yeah, I didn't know about, like, some of these I had no idea. And by the way, that was like in like 19 whatever, like 1908 or something. Like,
this was 09.
Like, I don't remember, you know.
And then you also wonder how many have been stopped before they ever got to something.
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Like, people who were trying to show up with a firearm.
Oh,
or
that's
what,
like,
I mean, like
Obama, Clinton, a lot of the modern guys.
And they don't want to publicize that at all, obviously, but I wonder what that number is.
Yeah,
two attempts on Taft. You have Herbert Hoover. He was on a goodwill tour in Central and South America.
Apparently not that good.
And he was in Chile, an assassination plot by an anarchist in Argentina was thwarted. Mm. They were going to blow up his train.
Yeah, there was one, too. Like, I guess someone had like a car full of dynamite that they were going to ram one of the president's motorcades with. That might have been Nixon.
FDR, two attempts on his life. Harry Truman... Two, JFK had another one in 1960 in Florida.
Yeah.
He was vacationing. And there was a former postal worker. That's what you're talking about.
That was the dynamite one?
Yeah, he intended to crash his dynamite-laden 1950 Buick into Kennedy's vehicle.
Yeah.
But he changed his mind after seeing Kennedy's wife and daughter bid him goodbye.
Gosh. You know, talk about, like, you know, history. I mean, he died, but, like, history and how close you come on any of these things to having history changed because of something as simple as kissing your wife and kid goodbye.
1972, Arthur Brimmer shows up to a motorcade of Richard Nixon in Ottawa, Canada, and it was intending to shoot him, but the car was going too fast, so he couldn't get a good shot.
Whoops.
There's another one who tried to kill Nixon by crashing a commercial airliner into the White House. He hijacked a plane. After killing a police officer in Maryland, he was told that he could not take off with the wheel block still in place.
Mm.
He shot both pilots.
Never heard of that one. It's kind of spooky, though. Although, you know, crashing a plane, like, you're not getting to the president that way.
And he killed himself. And then we have Gerald Ford, three attempts on his life.
Well, two of them were, like, if I'm not mistaken, two of them were within, like, a couple weeks of each other. And one was the lady didn't load the gun properly. There was a lady, too.
One of them was a follower of Charles Manson.
Oh, was that the lady then? Yeah, I think, like,
girl, you something else.
She didn't put one in the chamber. She put it in the clip and didn't understand how guns work, so she actually didn't put one in the chamber.
Yeah, that was her.
And, like, and would have killed the president. She just didn't load the gun.
Oh, no.
Only 2 weeks after that chick tried to kill him, a bystander, Oliver Sipple, grabbed a firearm out of Sarah Jane Moore's hands in order, because she was going to shoot Gerald Ford.
Hmm.
And a bystander stopped her, just grabbed the gun.
It's crazy. So yeah, Ford, like, God. I said, just like back-to-back attempts.
Jimmy Carter had two attempts on his life. George H.W. had an attempt. Bill Clinton has... There's like five on here for Bill Clinton.
Where people were plotting.
Well, you had the pipe bomb.
Yep.
Yeah, these are all plots to kill him. God.
Yeah, I said there's way more than you realize.
Two for George W. And let's see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Barack.
Yeah.
Trump, 2, and Biden, 1.
Yeah. So Look at that. It happens.
The Biden one was a 19-year-old guy from St. Louis rented a box truck into a barrier that separated the White House from the public. Shortly thereafter, he was taken into custody by the U.S. Park Police and was found to have a Nazi flag in his truck.
Yeah, so it's crazy that it just, like, you think, like, oh, I can't believe it doesn't happen more. But to your point, it does happen way more, and people plot way more than you think.
They're also saying that Zachary Taylor may have been poisoned, but they don't know.
Yeah, that was the one where they were talking about digging him up.
I thought, was he the one who died of milk and cherries? I thought that was Zachary
Yes.
Taylor. Okay. But they think that was maybe a plot?
Yeah, they think someone poisoned him, and they were going to exhume his body and try to see.
I just thought he ate too much milk and cherries.
But look, I mean, look, when you're the president, you know, there's half the country always hates you. And then we got a lot of wackadoos out there, and, you know, crap happens. And you saw it. I mean, we came an inch away from...
Not even an inch.
Yeah, I mean, as close as you can come. Like, the head tilt is the craziest thing. Like, he turned to look at a stat about, like, illegal immigration on the board.
Hey, thank the Border Patrol.
If he doesn't turn his head to thank the Border Patrol, he's gone. The back of his head's gone. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And I was talking with... I went out with some buddies, and one's a cop, and one guy works high up in security for a big company and works with federal agents, and they know a lot more about this than obviously I do. But he said he was talking, my buddy said it was kind of crazy. He goes, it wasn't that long ago I was talking to some feds about this. And they said, you'd be surprised at how easy it is to get a shot off at the president if you're willing to die. He said it's really hard to come up with a plot, which is why a lot of these plots get foiled before they ever get going. But they said, if you're willing to die or get caught and go to prison for the rest of your life, they actually said it's shocking how easy it is. Because you can put all the security in place, but you're still at public events with thousands of people. It's just, it's not as hard as you would think. It's just that there are massive repercussions, as this dude found out. 5 seconds after opening fire, he had a bullet in his head.
Well, the other element at play here, I mean, you mentioned the head tilt being a big deal. Apparently, the shooter's shot was rushed because an agent or a police officer came up the ladder,
yeah,
up the railing, and confronted him, and
yeah,
he pointed the rifle at him.
Yeah,
and the guy, if that guy wasn't rushing his shot, maybe it's more on target. Maybe it's more on center. Like, it's yes, that and the head tilt combined are crucial.
It's crazy how a millimeter, an inch, whatever you want to, whatever thin line you want to call that, from that being on live TV and just like, oh my God. And regardless of what you think of anybody, you can't have this.
No one deserves to die.
We just have to be better than this. And the sad part is we're not. And the fallout from this proves that we're not. It's just awful. But it is crazy.
Yeah, that dude just threw up a ladder and
yeah,
on a building.
Yep.
They said it was like 165 yards from the president.
Yep.
And he climbs up there and people saw him.
Yep.
And they reported it.
Yep. They were saying, hey, he's right there. Look at him. There's video of him.
Someone was video of him crawling.
With his gun.
Yep.
Crazy.
And we don't know, like, I mean, we're trying to figure out a lot about him, but he was a registered Republican. But he had donated to a Democratic PAC. He was young. He was like, what, 20 years old? His parents are completely shocked. But when you, unfortunately, when you see the kid, or I guess young man, whatever you want to call him, he just, I don't know how to say, he just fits the prototypical loner, bullied, loser, nothing going on. Like, you couldn't paint a more...
It's like a central casting.
Central
situation.
Casting. Yeah. It's like the guy at Sandy Hook or this, like, you just see him and you're like...
And classmates have now confirmed as
yes,
much that he was bullied, that he was alone.
He's just a weird kid. There's videos of him out there being bullied, and who knows why he did it. Hopefully we'll find out some reasons, but it's just, it was one of those surreal moments that we'll all remember.
Pretty wild.
And that photo will go down forever. Dude, you couldn't... I mean, it's, again, regardless of whatever you think of him, dude, that photo will be used. There's tattoos of that photo that are already going on
yep,
people's body. It's freaking nuts.
All right, up next.
There's tattoos of that, too.
Yes, there is.
You have a Hawk Tua tattoo?
No, but it, look on interwebs.
Right in the
it's
back.
Out there.
Yeah, people are getting
people have gotten a Hawk Tua tattoo.
What? Like of her?
Like,
yeah,
like spitting on the microphone?
Hawk Tua.
Yeah, Hawk Tua.
That is so classy.
And people are posting the photo of him surrounded by the Secret Service with the flag in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be framed in a lot of people's homes.
Yeah, so the stupid conspiracy theories are so dumb. But that, like, the photo of him surrounded with the fist up and the flag in the background and the blood coming down, like, you couldn't stage that. If you did that in a movie, someone would be like, that's dumb, that's too hokey, and yet it happened. It's nuts. And then, of course, right. Kid Rock has to chime in.
Oh, yeah, because we got to go through him first, apparently.
I haven't heard what he said. Do I want to know what
he said? There's just a dumb tweet where he's like, if you F with Trump, you F with me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, not really, because that person F'd with Trump and they didn't have to do anything with you, Chris. Kid?
Chris?
I think, isn't his first name Chris, I think?
Bob.
Is it Bob?
Bob
Ritchie. His name's Bob?
Oh, I thought it was Chris.
Robert Ritchie.
Kid Rock's name is Bob?
Bob. You see why it goes by Kid Rock. Bob Rock. Although Bob Rock is a famous guy, too.
All right, we've got audio. Dine and Ditch audio coming up next on The Fan. All right, we're watching the Home Run Derby. We have a new co-leader. Jose Ramirez of the Guardians.
Wasn't Buck pooping all over?
Yeah, I was fading him, Jose and I still Ramirez. Will.
Good call, Buckley.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet. I'm on Henderson, and I'm on Witt.
Well,
don't be
Ramirez,
on the polar bear.
Ramirez and Bohm are tied.
The 7 and 8 seeds.
They have 21 home runs. They have both clinched their way into the semis. So now we've got Marcell Ozuna, who looks terrible, and then Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, Pete Alonso had 12, by the way.
Yeah, he's out.
12.
Eliminated. Still alive, Bobby Witt has 20, Teoscar Hernandez 19, and Adolis Garcia 18.
Yes.
Very exciting.
I do like All-Star festivities and all the sports, the Home Run Derby's the best thing.
By far. Home Run Derby's great.
I mean, given my choice, to be honest with you, if I could go to the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby, I think I'd take the Home Run Derby.
I think it's the right call.
So now we have audio. We were trying to play this for you last week, but we ran out of time.
What?
It happens.
We talked too much. But this is audio of a bro who met this girl on Hinge, which is a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, he set up a date with this girl, and she brought her friend to the date.
Bold move, Cotton. See how it plays out.
Well, he goes anyway, and here's what happened.
I dined and dashed on a Hinge date, and let me tell you why. Well, on this Hinge date, I hit this girl up and I was like, hey, you want to meet up, grab lunch? So on a first date with someone online, I'm thinking something casual, right? Maybe like sushi, Panera, a salad, something easy, something, nothing crazy, right? This woman comes back with, I want hibachi. And I was like, hibachi? And she's like, yeah, I want hibachi. So I go, oh, okay, I guess. So I get there to meet this girl for hibachi, and she brings a friend with her, and she goes, hey, would it be cool if my friend just jumps in with us, hangs out? And I'm like, I guess. I mean, she's already here. Why don't I tell her, go away? So we sit down. We start kind of hanging out, talking, getting to know each other, stuff like that. Both of these women start ordering a bunch of drinks, and I'm like, okay. And then they start ordering appetizers, and the guy, the cook, he goes, what do you want? And I go, I would like just chicken and rice. Easy. I'm a simple man. The girls go, we want surf and turf. I go, you want surf and turf? They go, yeah, yeah, surf and turf. And I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like, all right. These girls think I'm stupid. I'm not. So we hang out, have fun, do our thing. And I'm just kind of enjoying the moment, but I know what the heck's going on. I know what's going on. So time goes by and we're ready to pay the tab. And the cook guy goes, all right, how are we splitting up the bill today? The girl goes, all on one. So I'm like, what the hell did this girl say? In my mind, I'm like, what the heck? So I tell her, hey, do me a favor. Will you just box up my food real quick, and I'm going to go to the restroom? She goes, yeah, yeah, no problem. Guess where I went? I didn't go to the restroom. I went in my car, and I went home. You think I'm stupid? I'm not. You paid my bill. Thanks.
So that is part one, but we also have a part two, the follow-up.
All right, guys, y'all wanted it. Part two, here it is. So the next day, I go over to the hibachi restaurant, and I find our hibachi cook, and I go, hey, Did those girls ever pay their tab, man? I want to make sure that they didn't leave the bill on you guys. He goes, they paid the bill, but they didn't pay. I go, what do you mean they didn't pay? He goes, I didn't see you come back, but about 30 minutes later, another man comes in and pays their tab for them, and then they leave. These two suckers called another idiot to come pay their bill, and this idiot actually did. There's no saving them. They're not good people. They're not. But needless to say, I cash after the hibachi dude 20 bucks, called it a day, and I'm just going to move on with my life now.
I don't mind it. I don't mind how he handled it.
That guy's phenomenal.
I don't.
No, because he knew what was going on. And by the way, I guarantee that happens so much where a girl goes on an app or whatever and is like, I'm getting a free meal. And my friend, sure, he's like, I'll get this idiot to pay. Because, Les, we all know dudes are morons and will pay for anything. And probably a lot of guys are like, oh, there's a friend there. I'm gonna get lucky. Pretty presumptuous, yeah, by the way, to order everything and be like, all on one.
You got to draw a line in the sand.
Absolutely. Dude, that's when you just get up and leave in the first place. You're like, dude, we're not doing this. But no one has the guts to get up and leave.
Well, he wanted to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
And drink. He did it the best way possible. At least he got a hibachi out of it.
Stuck it on them. I love that guy.
No, that's great.
That dude is a national treasure.
Now, is hibachi, is that like a casual date? I mean, it doesn't seem very casual.
I mean, I suppose it could be a casual date.
If it's lunch, I guess, but...
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, there's a Japanese one off a division that we go to, and it's not the most expensive thing in the world. But, you know, it's not... And again, a lot of it depends on what you do. If you just go there and you get kind of a basic thing, you're probably getting out of there for 30 bucks a person. But you start ordering appetizers and cocktails and all that, I'm sure that bill's for three people... I'm sure that ran up a $275 to $300
drinks
bill.
And appetizers, like you said.
Yeah.
Must be hard being a hot, just calling dudes up to buy you drinks and hibachi.
Well, look, the old adage.
Right in the butt.
Everyone wants equal rights until it comes time to pay the bill.
Girl, you something else.
Well, and then you
feel... but setting out to like
exactly.
He's right. They're not good people.
No.
Get out of here with that.
But if you ever go out, you see this all the time. You see the hots and they're out there and they can play it like a fiddle.
Well, I do think it's polite to, I mean, you're the guy. I think it's polite to pick up the check. It's not a big thing.
No,
but when you bring your friend.
The friend, or when, again, I think there's, if it's a first date, especially if you don't have any interest in him, and I'm sorry, but if you're ordering a bunch of drinks and appetizers, no, dude, that's not okay.
That's not a first date.
That's a
scam.
No, that's a scam. You're on there specifically to get a meal that you don't want to pay for.
With your buddy. Yeah. At some dude's expense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And I'm glad that it got thrown in their face, and yet it didn't matter because they called up some other idiot.
How much you suppose that cost?
Like I said, for three people, I'm sure that's a $275 to $300 bill, depending on what they
and turf apps and alcohol. Yeah, it's probably $300.
A couple hundred bucks. A little Tokyo table action, in which is a great little spot. Like I said, it's not the most expensive meal, but it's not cheap. That's why, you know, be careful. Don't go to ringside on a first day.
What if you want ringside?
Well, I mean, that's true, but then be prepared. I get, like, trying to go to El Gaucho or Lorehurst if you're trying to impress someone, but, you know, it's be careful there. You might end up paying a big old tab for someone that's going to, like, as soon as dinner's over, be like, oh, that's cool. Thanks. Bye. Dating game's tough out there, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a part of that.
Yeah. Because you hear horror stories from both sides.
Well, I just talked to...
Freaking bitch!
I have enough single friends, and they're all just like, man, it just sucks. Because this bitch is behind maintenance. It's a beating.
Well, because you hear about stories about this, but then you also hear about stories about guys who are less like the sleaziest human beings on the planet. So, look, it's one giant cesspool, and I think we can all agree that people are just terrible.
Well, it's just hard to sift through all the crap, you know?
Yes.
I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you find someone good? Or do you just...
I don't know.
You kind of settle. You're like,
yeah, you're good.
Hey, you don't seem like a creep. You'll do. That's where we're at now.
That's where it's at.
I'm sure there's someone better out there, but I can't find him on this dumb app. So,
well, that's why I've said this many a time. I love it when someone has like the Instagram post of going out on a date night with the sexiest man alive, and then there's just a photo of Steve, and you're like, well, you know what? Good for you. You found Steve, and Steve's good enough.
Well, at one time, she was attracted to him. Steve had game.
You ever think about that when you see Steve and Karen and you think to yourself, I would love to see that courtship? Like, you have a hard time seeing Steve woo Karen? Like, what brought... I think about that all the time when I see settled couples.
But sometimes you see younger pictures of them and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, man, damn. Damn, Steve.
Yeah, and they were both hot.
Yes. You know, it's just... I'm just very fascinated. Or when you see someone that you know, like they're on a first date, you know, I've told this story where we went to Clyde's. I was dating a gal, and she Clyde's prime rib, and then there's a little like dance club music venue, right? You know, so you can eat there, and then you can go over and enjoy some late night music, and you know, you can grind on each other or whatever, and. I was going with the gal I was dating at the time, and then she had a friend, her boss, who was reconnecting with a high school sweetheart sort of thing. It was the first time they'd been talking online, and he drove down to meet her, and we were going to Clyde's, and my man showed up in just some lawn mowing shoes, some saggy jeans, and a sweet oversized golf polo. And I just thought to myself, you slick son of a bitch. Here's a gal that you've been wooing for 22 years. You're winning her heart, and you thought to yourself, gonna go all out tonight, boys. Gonna put on this oversized Callaway golf polo, wear my shoes with grass stains on them, gonna wear that to a prime rib dinner.
Hop on this jog. That's right.
I see stuff like that all the time, and I'm like, wow.
All right, you want the latest on the Home Run Derby? You got it.
You got it.
Here's Buck. All right, so we have the finalists in the Home Run Derby, if you care. Do you care?
Well, we have the semifinalists in the Home Run Derby. Semifinalists.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
Final There'll four. Be one more round and then a head-to-head. Yeah.
So it's Jose Ramirez, Alec Bohm, Bobby Witt, and Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, all the dark horses. I think the only one that Buck has any juice on is your boy, Bobby Witt.
So Buck is alive.
Bobby Witt.
Gunnar Henderson was crap.
He was worse than Pete Alonso.
Only hit 11.
It was terrible, yeah. The Polar Bear had 12.
Hey, maybe a cure for our ills is hiring hot mares. What do you think about that? No?
Simply because the young hot mare could get anything done because she's just young and hot, and so everyone would go along with whatever stupid idea she had?
That's part of it.
You know.
I think that would probably be true.
I love when you are sitting around and there is a young hot and she's spewing some of the dumbest crap you've ever heard, and yet there's a group of men that are like, the reason why astrology exists, by the way, is young hots. I'm convinced it's the only reason that it's still around is young hots talk about it, and dudes are like,
it's not 50-year-old white guys.
Quiet Capricorn, absolutely.
But you know, you can buy them some hibachi, maybe bribe them a little bit. Well, there's this girl named Brooke Huckabee, and she has been elected mayor of a town called Arabi, Georgia.
Okay. Brooke Huckabee.
She is now the youngest mayor in the United States.
She any relation to, like, Sarah Huckabee and Mike Huckabee and all that?
No. She says she's in the process of building new roads, solving conflicts with the community, and giving land to the company Southern Fireworks to improve the fiber optics in the town of Arabi, Georgia.
Is it easy to be the mayor of a town where there's like 9 people?
Well, yeah, but let's start small.
Okay, and then we move our way up.
Maybe this is the answer, the hots.
It's not.
Let's put the hots in office.
It's not, because Boebert's kind of a hot, and that's no good. You don't want that.
She's crazy.
No. AOC is kind of a hot, and she seems like a bit of a loon. No, you don't want that.
You're making a lot of salient points.
No offense to the hots out there. I'm sure there's very hot, brilliant women. But
this show is very pro-hot.
Absolutely.
But you're making great points.
Who isn't pro-hot?
Idiots?
Who is it? I think Michelle Wolf does, who's a great stand-up comedian. She does a great bit about this, that it's ugly people that make the world go round. Like, ugly people get things done because they have to. If you're a good-looking guy or a good-looking woman, life's too easy for you. You need to go find the uggos.
I know it?
The uggos are the ones that are going to get S done.
It's true. It's all the people with chips on their shoulders.
Exactly.
They're pissed off about something. They were wronged in some way.
Yes.
Some deep-seated childhood trauma.
Yeah.
And they will stop at nothing.
Yes. You think Jeff Bezos invented Amazon because he was getting laid a bunch? I don't think so. He invented Amazon so that he could get laid a bunch.
But do you think he had... Inventing Amazon to sell books, he thought he was going to get laid?
I think he thought he was going to make a bunch of money, and you know, getting money gets you laid.
Yeah.
100%.
Kind of chick that doubles up on a guy like me, dude.
Exactly. You find me one person who, like, climbed the ladder of success that had, like, a great childhood full of, like, just, you know, like, you were the prom queen or, like, that you were the popular quarterback and just bikini models were falling all over you. It doesn't happen, man. I mean, it's just not. You think Trump was getting laid back in the day because of his sweet hairdo? I don't think so. So you got the hot thing. I'm against it. Now, if you want to put hots in the outfield shagging fly balls at the All-Star game, that's going to increase ratings.
Oh.
Instead of the kids out there who put some hots, now we're talking. But yeah, you know,
scantily clad?
Yes. I don't want hots in charge of cancer research. I want Mayim Bialik types in charge of cancer research. That's the one that's going to solve the world's problems.
All right, well, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. By the way, I had to bring this to the table because I feel like this should be reported to the police. I was on Facebook Marketplace today. I was looking for something, and you know when, like, you just, if you ever log on to that, it just, before you search anything, it just, like, hey, this is what's recently posted. So it's not really a search. It's just, like, this is what's instantly posted.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Never been on Facebook Marketplace.
Don't
have Facebook.
It's OfferUp. When I was buying a bike, I found that the Facebook Marketplace was an easier place to go because there's a name. You can see a profile.
Okay.
So, the bike I bought, I'm actually going to sell it and I'm buying a different one. So, I found that that's a little better place to buy and sell, unlike OfferUp or Craigslist, because you don't know who that person is. At least if I'm going to buy a bike. And by the way, shout out to you, Jordan, who was a great guy that I met over the weekend.
Sup?
Super nice guy. Teacher bro. Sup? Drives a Subaru. Great deal on a bike. Thank you. You can look at someone's profile.
Did he know who you were?
What? No.
Did he know who Big Suk was?
He did not know who I was. Couldn't have been a nicer guy, though. So, but when I pulled up to go find Jordan's ad for his bike, this posting was there. First off, the guy who's posting it is named David, and I just want you to realize that this is David.
Okay.
Would you say that is kind of a Gandalf the Grey sort of thing that David's got going on?
Yeah, big giant Santa gray beard.
Yeah.
Long white flowing hair.
Dahmer glasses, pretty creepy.
Yeah, kind of overweight.
Yeah. He is selling an adult bondage cage. Solid steel welded, 3-door access, 6.5 feet tall, comes apart with bolts for transportation / storage. And I quote, for adult play only, not to imprison people. I'm pretty sure that David has murdered before.
Oh no, oh no.
And I feel like the police should go look at David because there's no way that that cage hasn't illegally bonded someone.
Do you mind sending me that link?
This is terrifying.
I don't know. I like the 3-door access. Those are hard to find.
Good for Rob's sex dungeon.
That was, I'm not kidding, that was the most terrifying thing I've seen in months.
Just fun play.
I don't just think kids, it is.
Just kid stuff.
No. No, that's not kid stuff. You saw David. You think that's playing? By the way, is $1,000 for... I'm not into the bondage cage.
I think it's a good deal.
Is that a good deal?
Sounds like a good deal, just for the material alone.
Yeah.
I love that he put in there, for adult play only, not for real imprisonment. So,
well, he kind of has to cover his own ass. Right?
Well, so if I'm buying the cage, and I show up, and I'm like, hey, David, I'm not going to lie, I'm interested in the cage, but I got to be honest with you, I need it to imprison people, so...
He can't sell it to you, then. He's got to pull it from the. That, he's got to pull it from the market.
Is that a no go? What if I throw in an egg? Hey, tell you what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, this is just a CYA. This is a cover your ass. He's just making sure that he doesn't get in trouble for holding a person cage that has been used to hold people in bad ways. Yeah,
right.
You do see the three-door access there.
Like I said, those are hard to find. That's a good. That's a good buy.
And look at. Doesn't it look like it's built into his wall?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that not? Come on.
That's hot.
Was once a permanent fixture there?
I think it. That's terrifying. That's a basement,
hey, man.
And it looks like it's built into a brick wall.
Whatever you're into.
I think.
Well, not whatever.
I think someone needs to investigate what David has going on. Because that is not, that's not right. Although the price is right. I wonder if I threw in like an extra 150, like say, like, if we did like 1100 and we, you know.
On the contrary, I think that if you kind of floated some things like, I'm not sure how above board this is, David. I could do this deal with you, but I need to cut this price at least in half because I'm taking on some risk here.
Oh, and by the way,
were you saying you can throw 100 an extra 50 bucks on there?
Yeah, if he's willing to, you know, ignore the fact that I am going to imprison someone in.
No, dude, he can't get sued.
Maybe he does the install for you.
Hey, by the way, David will deliver within 10 miles.
Wow.
Which means you're having David come to your house.
Why does he just keep it?
He's in the Mount Tabor area, in case anyone's, you know. I would like to believe that one of our listeners out there right now is like is going on Facebook Marketplace like, bondage cage.
Right in the butt.
Well, seriously, if you have a bondage cage, why are you getting rid of it? Like, it's obviously something you're into. I think that's weird. Is he upgrading?
Everything about this is weird.
It's run its course, you know.
Should I send,
you're not just suddenly not into it.
Should I send him a message and ask him why he's selling?
Maybe the imprisoned wasn't into it anymore.
And I'm going to message.
The imprisoned.
So should I say, why? Can I ask, why are you selling?
Was there something wrong with it? A design flaw?
Well, he's probably upgrading.
Bingo.
Well, to be fair, it's not that big. I mean, it's only 6.5 feet tall, and it looks like maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 feet wide.
And can I ask this question? How is that a bondage cage? Like, what happened? Like, what? Okay, so I'm not imprisoning people, but I'm just putting them in there and calling it something different. Like, what do you... Is that hot? Like, people get off on, like, being caged?
I don't know. It does appear
Girl,
to be...
Girl, you the, something else.
It does appear to be the only one of its kind available on in this area, so...
Well, you should raise the price.
$1,000! So... If someone out there is looking, just know that, and I feel like, David, if you get a reference from the show, I think you should give me like a 10% finder's fee. I'm trying to help you
Tell
out.
Tell you what, you did help him out.
Yeah.
You broadcast that to the world.
Thing is terrifying. Terrifying.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well, we got to go. I think we're already... Over.
You got
to
go.
I'm meeting David in about 20 minutes. To
your new sex cage.
To look at the cage. So, yeah.
Somebody said, I can't wait for Dirt and Sprague in the morning where Swigard brags about his new sex cage.
Hey, for adult play purposes.
What's it called? What do you call it?
I believe he has it listed as a bondage cage.
Bondage cage.
Gosh.
All right. Well,
what a world we're living in.
Buckley, you're looking pretty good here.
We'll see. I mean, I need him to win the whole thing. There's still three more guys, or 2.5 more guys to go. We'll see.
Well, he's dead. He's going to lead on Jose Ramirez in the semis. Hey, big show tomorrow. Lots of guests.
As far as you know.
Barack Obama will be on.
Hi, Bobby Witt Jr. Or Bobby Witt Sr.
We are back tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
All right, so we have the finalists in the Home Run Derby. If you care. Do you care?
Well, we have the semifinalists in the Home Run Derby. Semifinalists.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
There'll be one more round and then a head-to-head.
Yeah. So it's Jose Ramirez, Alec Bohm, Bobby Witt, and Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, all the dark horses. I think the only one that Buck has any juice on is your boy, Bobby Witt.
So Buck is alive.
Bobby Witt.
Gunnar Henderson was crap.
He was worse than Pete Alonso.
Pete only Alonso hit 11.
It was terrible, yeah. The polar bear had 12.
Hey, maybe a cure for our ills is hiring hot, young hot mares. What do you think about that? No?
Simply because the young hot mare could get anything done because she's just young and hot, and so everyone would go along with whatever stupid idea she had?
Fuck, dude! That's part of it.
You know.
I think that would probably be true.
I love when you are sitting around and there is a young hot and she's spewing some of the dumbest crap you've ever heard, and yet there's a group of men that are like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. The reason why astrology exists, by the way, is young hots. I'm convinced. It's the only reason that it's still around is young hots talk about it and dudes are like,
well,
yeah, yeah.
It's not 50-year-old white guys.
Quiet Capricorn, absolutely.
But you know, you can buy him some hibachi, maybe bribe him a little bit. Well, there's this girl named Brooke Huckabee, and she has been elected mayor of a town called Arabi, Georgia.
Okay. Brooke Huckabee.
She is now the youngest mayor in the United States.
She any relation to, like, Sarah Huckabee and
no.
Mike Huckabee and all that?
No. No, no, no.
No.
No. She says she's in the process of building new roads, solving conflicts with the community, and giving land to the company Southern Fireworks to improve the fiber optics in the town of Arabi, Georgia.
Is it easy to be the mayor of a town where there's like 9 people?
Well, yeah, but let's start small.
Okay, and then we move our way up.
Maybe this is the answer, the hots.
It's not.
Let's put the hots in office.
It's not, because Boebert's kind of a hot, and that's no,
yeah,
that's no good. You don't want that.
She's crazy.
No, no. AOC is kind of a hot, and she seems like a bit of a loon. No, you don't want that.
You're making a lot of salient points.
No offense to the hots out there. I'm sure there's very hot, brilliant women. But
this show is very pro-hot.
Absolutely.
But you're making great points.
Who isn't pro-hot?
Idiots.
Who is it? I think Michelle Wolf does, who's a great stand-up comedian. She does a great bit about this, that it's ugly people that make the world go round. Like, ugly people get things done because they have to. If you're a good-looking guy or a good-looking woman, life's too easy for you. You need to go find the uggos.
I know it?
The uggos are the ones that are going to get S done.
It's true. It's all the people with chips on their shoulders.
Exactly.
They're pissed off about something. They were wronged in some way.
Yes.
Some deep-seated childhood trauma.
Yeah.
And they will stop at nothing.
Yes. You think Jeff Bezos invented Amazon because he was getting laid a bunch? I don't think so. He invented Amazon so that he could get laid a bunch.
But do you think he had... Inventing Amazon to sell books, he thought he was going to get laid?
I think he thought he was going to make a bunch of money, and you know, getting money gets you laid.
Yeah.
100%.
Kind of chick that doubles up on a guy like me, dude.
Exactly. You find me one person who, like, climbed the ladder of success that had, like, a great childhood full of, like, just, you know, like, you were the prom queen or, like, that you were the popular quarterback and just bikini models were falling all over you. It doesn't happen, man. I mean, it's just not. You think Trump was getting laid back in the day because of his sweet hairdo? I don't think so. So you got the hot thing. I'm against it. Now, if you want to put hots in the outfield shagging fly balls at the All-Star game, that's going to increase ratings.
Oh.
Instead of the kids out there who put some hots, now we're talking. But yeah, you know,
scantily clad?
Yes. I don't want hots in charge of cancer research. I want Mayim Bialik types in charge of cancer research. That's the one that's going to solve the world's problems.
All right, well, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. By the way, I had to bring this to the table because I feel like this should be reported to the police. I was on Facebook Marketplace today. I was looking for something, and you know when, like, you just, if you ever log on to that, it just, before you search anything, it just, like, hey, this is what's recently posted. So it's not really a search. It's just, like, this is what's instantly posted.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Never been on Facebook Marketplace.
It's just...
Don't have Facebook.
It's OfferUp. When I was buying a bike, I found that the Facebook Marketplace was an easier place to go because there's a name. You can see a profile.
Okay.
So, the bike I bought, I'm actually going to sell it and I'm buying a different one. So, I found that that's a little better place to buy and sell, unlike OfferUp or Craigslist, because you don't know who that person is. At least if I'm going to buy a bike. And by the way, shout out to you, Jordan, who was a great guy that I met over the weekend.
Sup?
Super nice guy. Teacher bro. Drives a Subaru. Great deal on a bike. Thank you. You can look at someone's profile.
Did he know who you were?
What? No.
Did he know who Big Sook was?
He did not know who I was. Couldn't have been a nicer guy, though. So, but when I pulled up to go find Jordan's ad for his bike, this posting was there. First off, the guy who's posting it is named David. And I just want you to realize that this is David.
Okay.
Would you say that is kind of a Gandalf the Grey sort of thing that David's got going on?
Yeah, big giant Santa gray beard.
Yeah.
Long white flowing hair.
Dahmer glasses, pretty creepy.
Yeah, kind of overweight.
Yeah. He is selling an adult bondage cage. solid steel welded, three-door access, 6.5 feet tall, comes apart with bolts for transportation / storage. And I quote, for adult play only, not to imprison people. I'm pretty sure that David has murdered before.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I feel like the police should go look at David because there's no way that that cage hasn't illegally bonded someone.
Do you mind sending me that link?
This is terrifying.
I don't know. I like the three-door access. Those are hard to find.
Good for Rob's sex dungeon.
That was, I'm not kidding, that was the most terrifying thing I've seen in months.
Just fun play.
I don't just think kids, it is.
Just kid stuff?
No. No, that's not kid stuff. You saw David. You think that's playing? By the way, is $1,000 for... I'm not into the bondage cage.
I think it's a good deal.
Is that a good deal?
Sounds like a good deal, just for the material alone.
Yeah.
I love that he put in there. For adult play only, not for real imprisonment. So,
well, he kind of has to cover his own ass. Right?
Well, so if I'm buying the cage and I show up and I'm like, hey, David, I'm not going to lie, I'm interested in the cage, but I got to be honest with you. I need it to imprison people. So
he can't sell it to you then. He's got to pull it from the he's got to pull it from the market.
Is that a no-go? What if I throw in an egg? Hey, tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah, this is just a CYA. This is a cover your ass. He's just making sure that he doesn't get in trouble for holding a person cage that has been used to hold people in bad ways. Yeah.
Right.
You do see the three-door access there.
Like I said, those are hard to find. That's a good buy.
And look at, doesn't it look like it's built into his wall?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that not, come on.
That's hot.
Was once a permanent fixture there?
I think it, that's terrifying. That's a basement,
hey,
and it looks like it's built into a brick wall.
Whatever you're into.
I think, I think someone needs to investigate what David has going on. Because that's not right. Although the price is right. I wonder if I threw in like an extra 150, like say, like if we did like 1100 and we, you know.
On the contrary, I think that if you kind of floated some things like, I'm not sure how above board this is, David. I could do this deal with you, but I need to cut this price at least in half because I'm taking on some risk here.
Oh, and by the way,
you saying? You're gonna throw 100 and extra 50 bucks on there?
Yeah, if he's willing to, you know, ignore the fact that I am going to imprison someone.
Dude, he can't get sued.
Maybe he does the install for you.
Hey, by the way, David will deliver within 10 miles.
Wow,
which means you're having David come to your house.
Why does he just keep it?
He's in the Mount Tabor area, in case anyone's, you know. I would like to believe that one of our listeners out there right now is like is going on Facebook Marketplace like, bondage cage.
Right in the butt.
Well, seriously, if you have a bondage cage, why are you getting rid of it? Like, it's obviously something you're into. I think that's weird. Is he upgrading?
Everything about this is weird.
It's run its course, you know.
Should I
You're not just suddenly not into it.
Should I send him a message and ask him why he's selling?
Maybe the imprisoned wasn't into it anymore.
And I'm going to message.
The imprisoned.
So should I say, why? Can I ask, why are you selling?
Was there something wrong with it? A design flaw?
Well, he's probably upgrading.
Bingo.
It's not that big. I mean, it's only 6.5 feet tall, and it looks like maybe, I don't know, maybe three feet wide.
And can I ask this question? How is that a bondage cage? Like, what happened? Like, what? Okay, so I'm not imprisoning people, but I'm just putting them in there and calling it something different? Like, what do you... Is that hot? Like, people get off on, like, being caged?
I don't know. It does appear
Girl,
to be
you the, something else.
It does appear to be the only one of its kind available on in this area. So
well, you should raise the price.
$1,000. So if All someone, right. if someone out there is looking, just know that. And I feel like, David, if you get a reference from the show, I think you should give me like a 10% finder's fee. I'm trying to help you
Tell
out.
Tell you what, you did help him out.
Yeah.
You broadcast that to the world.
Thing is terrifying. Terrifying.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well, we got to go. We're already, I think we're already over.
And I'm you got
to
go.
I'm meeting David in about 20 minutes. To
your new sex cage.
To look at the cage. So, yeah.
Somebody said, "I can't wait for Dirt and Sprague in the morning," where Swigard brags about his new sex cage.
Hey, for adult play purposes.
What's it called?
Only.
What do you call it?
I believe he has it listed as a bondage cage.
Bondage cage.
Gosh.
All right. Well, you're looking.
What a world we're living in.
Buckley, you're looking pretty good here. Wit.
We'll see. I mean, I need him to win the whole thing. There's still three more guys, or I mean, two and a half more guys to go. We'll see.
Well, he's dead. He's got to read on Jose Ramirez in the semis. Hey, big show tomorrow. Lots of guests.
As far as you know.
Barack Obama will be on.
Hi, Bobby Witt Jr. Or Bobby Witt Sr.
We are back tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
All right. Well, we got to go. We're already, I think we're already over.
And I'm you got
to
go.
I'm meeting David in about 20 minutes. To
your new sex cage.
To look at the cage. So, yeah.
Somebody said, "I can't wait for Dirt and Sprague in the morning," where Swigard brags about his new sex cage.
Hey, for adult play purposes.
What's it called?
Only.
What do you call it?
I believe he has it listed as a bondage cage.
Bondage cage.
Gosh.
All right. Well, you're looking.
What a world we're living in.
Buckley, you're looking pretty good here. Wit.
We'll see. I mean, I need him to win the whole thing. There's still three more guys, or I mean, two and a half more guys to go. We'll see.
Well, he's dead. He's going to read on Jose Ramirez in the semis. Hey, big show tomorrow. Lots of guests.
As far as you know.
Barack Obama will be on.
Hi, Bobby Witt Jr. Or Bobby Witt Sr.
We are back tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain.